Let's go to town with our band of the month, Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra, the Ray Charles Singers, and our singing star of the month, Perry Como.
Dream along with me. I'm on my way to the
Sergeant Jack Allen of the National Guard saying hello to all of you from my buddies, your friends and neighbors right here in the armory. Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra are here along with the Ray Charles Singers, and about to join me on stage is the guy we're all looking forward to hearing, your favorite date on a TV Saturday night, Mr. Perry Como.
Thank you very much. Well, Sergeant, you seem to be in a rather gay mood.
Perry, I feel great. You know, since you've been visiting us, I'm a pretty big man around the armory. All week long, fellas come up to me and say, gee, you know Perry Como, can I touch you?
Ah, come on, Sarge.
Honest, Perry, that's what happens. And they go away so happy, laughing and everything.
Well, that's understandable.
It is, Perry?
Sure, you may not have noticed, Sarge, but each time someone touches you, you light up with the words, you get a good deal in the guard.
So that's what it is.
Oh, what's bad about that? Where else can the guard get a salesman with his own built-in slogan? Whew, if that didn't lose everybody, we sure will if we don't start the show. Mitch, would you like to give me a little music, please?
It was a lucky April shower. It was a most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china. And when she rolled those eyes, I just kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet $1 million baby. The lady that I adore, she's $1 million baby from the five and 10 cent store.
Thanks, everyone. I'll be back in a minute with Mitchell Ayers and the orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. The minute I speak of will give you all a chance to listen to some very worthwhile words from my buddy, Sergeant Jack Allen of the National Guard. Sarge, you got a minute, I hope.
I sure have, Perry. Nowadays, when you fellas get to be 17 or 18 years old, you're deeply involved in school or college or holding down a job. And you've also got a military obligation to your country to face. Now, here's a mighty good way to face it. Join the Army or Air National Guard. You see, in the local unit of the National Guard, stationed right in your own hometown, you can fill your military obligations without interrupting your civilian career or your educational plans. Fellas, you owe it to yourself to look into the features the National Guard offers you. It's a proud outfit for a man to join. A great part of America's ready reserve. Stop by your local Army or Air National Guard headquarters and talk it over today.
Well, Sergeant, it's about that time again.
You mean request time, Perry, is that right?
Right you are. And what's the rundown?
Well, we finally brought it down to 5, Perry. Wanted. Man, I put a lot of nickels in the jukebox for that one. Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. And then there was Kokomo and All at Once You Love Her.
Well, those records did help keep me out of the barbershop, and it's very nice that the folks want to hear them again.
Well, Perry, this one they particularly wanted to hear again. Our top request here at the Armory is, I Believe.
Okay, Sergeant, here it is.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone that goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why. I believe.
I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard.
Thank you very much. That's one song I always like to sing. And I'm very happy that you wrote in for it. Sergeant?
Yes, Mr. Como.
One of the letters I got this week calls for a bit of help from you. It's from a young man who says he's 17 and asks for some advice about his future military career. Jack, suppose you elaborate on that.
Perry, that's a pleasure, because that young man should know that in the National Guard, he can fill his military obligation without interrupting his job or his school plans.
And he trains right in his own hometown, doesn't he?
That's right, Perry. He's stationed right in his own local guard unit.
Jack, another thing I should think would appeal to every young man about to face that military obligation is the added benefits they'll get, such things as added pay and retirement benefits.
Boy, you bet, Perry. They're mighty important. And these men will also have a chance to learn new skills and develop leadership qualities, mighty important things in a young man's future.
So you see, friends, it all adds up to one thing. As Jack has been telling you all along, you get a good deal in the Guard. You can be a proud man in a proud outfit. Where can they talk it over, Sarge?
Right at their local National Guard armory, Perry. Anytime. We'll be glad to give them all the facts.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand and the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say.
Well, this is it for our weekly sessions with you folks at the Armory. Thanks for the wonderful reception you've given me and my crew, Mitchell Ayers and the orchestra, as well as the Ray Charles Singers. I hope we'll be visiting with you again in the not-too-distant future. Until then, this is Perry Como saying bye for now.
Perry, all of us want to thank you for a wonderful time here at the Armory. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Major General Edgar C. Erickson, Chief of the National Guard Bureau. General Erickson.
It is a great pleasure for me to be here today, particularly as it gives me an opportunity to say a few words of thanks to all of you who have so generously contributed to the success of this show. First, I'd like to express the warmest thanks to this radio station, whose unstinting help in every way, including the contribution of Radio Time, has helped make our National Guard recruiting program a success. Many people may not be aware of the vital part the broadcasting industry has played and continues to play in our national defense. We of the National Guard are keenly aware of it, because without radio's unselfish cooperation, our task would have been made many times more difficult. We are not only aware of radio's help, we are also deeply grateful for it. Whenever you of the listening audience tune in on your local radio station, I hope you will realize that it's not only a medium of fine entertainment, but also a very conscientious public servant. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank all of you listeners for your faithful support of this program and through it of your effort. You can all be proud of your Army and Air National Guard. Proud of the officers and men who comprise your own hometown unit. Keep your guard up. Support your National Guards.
Thank you, General Erickson. Now this is Sergeant Jack Allen saying so long for all your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
This is Sergeant Jack Allen suggesting you listen now for information about your local National Guard unit.